Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining me, I'm talking about an article that the great Robert Reich has written. And it's the Republican Party is terrible. So why may Democrats lose to them this year? It's in today's Guardian newspaper. And he's making, you know, the most salient points, I think, that anybody has made. And why Democrats are now voting Republican. I still, and I know that this took place, you know, a couple decades, almost a decade or so ago, and people have and people have just not forgiven Democrats for decisions that they made to benefit corporations and to take advantage of the average blue collar guy, and they've never forgotten it. So. Obama didn't demand as a condition for the bailout that banks refrain from foreclosing on underwater homeowners. Nor did Obama demand an overhaul of the banking system. Instead, he allowed Wall Street to water down attempts at re-regulation. Both Clinton and Obama stood by as corporations hammered trade unions. They failed to reform labor laws to allow workers to form unions with a simple up or down majority vote, or even to impose meaningful penalties on companies that violated labor protections. Biden has supported labor law reform, but hasn't fought for it, leaving the protecting the rights to organize PRO Act to die inside his ill-fated Build Back Better Act. Clinton and Obama allowed antitrust enforcement to enabling large corporations to grow far larger and major industries to become more concentrated. Biden is trying to revive antitrust enforcement, but hasn't made it a centerpiece of his administration. Both Clinton and Obama depended on big money from corporations and the wealthy. Both turned their backs on campaign finance reform. Thus is the reason, or one of the main reasons, why Democrats have lost their constituency and somehow maybe never to regain it again. Because there's still, it's going to take another generation that can't remember or wasn't born or wasn't around at the time that these things occurred and wound up hollowing out the middle class in this nation. That's at the root of why people have left the Democratic Party, and I don't know how you ever recover that. You know, Bernie Sanders, had Bernie Sanders possibly become the president of the United States or the Democratic nominee, there might have been some hope, some ray of sunshine, based on the things we've heard Bernie Sanders fight for and say, that we could have possibly turned those things around. But he didn't win, and we wound up with Joe Biden. And even though Joe Biden has made some efforts to try to make amends for what his predecessors did, he has not been successful. He has not been, some will argue, demonstrative enough to let people believe that, you know, he is fighting hard enough for them. I just don't think that he has the energy level necessary to challenge those issues. I just don't see it him being able to make that happen. But that's at the root of why we are dealing with what we are dealing with now. People who know that the other side is just rotten and no good, but cannot bring themselves to vote for people who who sat back and watched their lives be destroyed. They didn't do it alone. Republicans played a major role in that too. Never forget that NAFTA and all those other things came into existence because they were both bipartisan. Bipartisanship. There wasn't a big fight when it came to giving up the American people and selling them out. Both Democrats and Republicans did that. But, you know, Bill Clinton was in office. Barack Obama was in office. And what they allowed to occur is not talked about enough. And it's the main reason that you've hollowed out the middle class in this country, and they're blaming the entire Democratic Party for this. And I don't know if they'll ever recover again. As I stated before, maybe in the future, but certainly not at this point in time. Obama was the first presidential nominee since Richard Nixon to reject public financing in his primary and general election campaigns, and he never followed up on his reelection promise to pursue a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. Joe Biden has tried to regain the trust of the working class, but Democratic lawmakers, most obviously and conspicuously Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, have blocked measures that would have lowered the cost of child care, elder care, prescription drugs, health care, and education. They blocked a higher minimum wage and paid family leave. No, Joe Biden didn't do that himself. He's tried to make amends. But whether you like it or not, Democrats, Manchin and Sinema will go down in history as the people who blocked all of this, where Joe Biden and the Democrats were trying to make amends for the mistakes of the past. And here we are, 2022, still wondering why Democrats are willing to vote, or former Democrats are willing to vote for some horrible, horrible people with some horrible, horrible ideas that don't benefit the average blue-collar worker. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. Our phone lines open as always. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.